When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Everybody's talking about this Brock Purdy picture. Brock Purdy working out, training, throwing, scar, showing off the scar, looking kind of bulky, looking kind of thick. That's the thing about Brock. And I said this to a few people when you go around, being in the Niners locker room this year. And also I was out golfing, right after the Niners season ended, at a particular golf course in the Bay Area. And Brock Purdy was there. He was on the driving range. We had an 8:30 tee time. And I think his tee time must have been like 9, because he was several groups behind. We saw him once on the course as we passed. And he was standing at the driving range with like three people were up there chatting with him. And it's funny when you see him without the pads on. I see him without the pads in the locker room. But when you see him around normal people, non-NFL players, which is, not what happens in a locker room, you can kind of see his size, right? Like Caleb Williams is interesting because Caleb's not particularly tall, but Caleb is built like he's thick. And I think Brock is probably – now, I know this photo, people look at this photo and go, man, Brock's added muscle. He probably has. I mean, he's finally got an offseason. Finally. Like, that is – the point of this conversation is finally, this is not year three for Brock. It's year two as the starter, and it's year one as the guy that has a full off season. But, my takeaway, even though I'd seen him many times, my takeaway when I looked at him standing next to other people on the driving range was he's just thicker throughout his body. Like his trunk is thick, not like thick T-H-I-C-C, but just thick, like athletic thick. He's built to, handle football. So his trunk is thick. His chest is thick. His thighs are thick. His calves are thick. Like he is thickly proportional throughout. And I don't know if everyone quite realizes that. Now, at the end of the day, you put him on the field next to Javon Hargrave, right? Or Aaron Donald or Chris Jones. Like these are humongous human beings. But, I think Brock looking ripped, looking good in this photo. Of course, he's been working out. But I also think it is just how he's built. And the good thing for him, for his build, is that he can add weight, add muscle. But, of course, it's a balance. Like part of his game is being athletic, being agile, being mobile, being elusive. And, you don't want to become like a power hitter in baseball that, all of a sudden, Mike Trout's stealing bases again. Mike Trout's running. Mike Trout stopped running for a while. Now his bulk still allows him to run. And that's what you're trying to hit with Brock as well. Yeah, it's not Nick Bosa thick. But I thought it was interesting because I'm like, well, where was Brock this time last year? What was happening this time last year? This time last year, he was still just a couple months removed, not even from surgery. And actually, as we are live on YouTube, what's up, everybody? Guy here, hit that like button, subscribe to the channel. If you're listening to the podcast, just search Brock Purdy photo and you'll be able, I saw it. David Lombardi, I know that was the fastest way I found this picture. He reposted it from Aaron Berkshire Official on Instagram. You can find these photos. Aaron Berkshire Official on IG. He posted these pics of Brock. But it's April 19th. It's a Friday. And 1 year ago, almost to the day, was April 21. And on April 21, Brock Purdy made a public appearance when he attended a Giants game. Okay. And yeah, right now I'm showing just a still shot of a photo or a still shot from a video that the Giants posted that night, which is Brock getting an ovation. He's announced in the stadium at Oracle Park. He gets an ovation. He stands up, he high-fives somebody. And the reaction that night was like, look, his arm's okay. His arm's okay. He's high-fiving people. So that's where we were, just for reference. Like, that's where we were a year ago, analyzing Brock's high-fives, going, no, his arm must be all right. So, you know, when I think about, and here's the other thing actually worth referencing from this, from the what they put on the screen. What they put on the screen when they showed Brock on TV is 5-0-0. That was his record. 5 wins, no losses, no ties. 5-0-0 regular season as starter in 2022. Feels like just yesterday, but he's come a long way, right? Since this photo 1 year ago, he started 19 more games. Just think about that for a second. Since 1 year ago, he'd started 5 regular season games and 3 play. Started 8 games. He started 19 more games. So he doubled last year his total starts. I mean, when you look at the list of the best guys in the league, and I was, you know, yesterday I did a video about just what his salary might be in the future based on the conversation I had with Nick Wagner from ESPN. And Kawakami texted me. He's like, you know, the other guy, the contract to look at next is Tua. Like, that's the, I was talking about the next contracts and really how there's nobody from the last 2 draft class that is going to create any sort of comp or the last 3, sorry, not the last 2 draft class, Purdy's draft class, the 22 class, and the Trevor Lawrence, Trey Lance, Zach Wilson, Justin Fields, Mac Jones, 21 class. Trevor is the only guy whose contract, who's getting a contract out of those 2 classes, Trevor and Brock. But Chris Greer, the GM of the Dolphins this week, spoke and acknowledged that he and the representatives for Tua's agents have been talking and good dialogue, talking about an extension. So Tua's contract is coming up soon, and that'll obviously be a touch point for Brock. The expectations are just reading, like, it's pretty logical. We could all sit together and come up with expectations, but the Dolphins writers, from what I read, like, their expectations are you're looking at about $50 million a year for Tua. So, you know, if that happens and Brock is having better seasons than Tua, or at least statistically on par seasons, Tua's, you'd say, on par last year, the year before. And now maybe we think Brock's a better player. I do, certainly. But the agent will say, look, okay, so do you. You guys think Brock's a better player. If Tua gets 48 or 50, look at their numbers. They're similar, but you think, no, actually, our guy's better. He wins in the playoffs. Tua doesn't do that. And bam. Now that's why I'm asking for 52 or 54 million guaranteed. So anyway, that's one to watch. But this is not about contract. Yesterday was about contract. Today it's just about this guy and where he's at, you know, and the likelihood that he gets better and that he improves. And I think the likelihood that he gets better and improves is high. You know, it's high. I think sometimes my Purdy takes are hard to just put in a box because they involve many things. Some things that are counterintuitive. They're not counterintuitive, though. They're just facts. He's got more to prove about where his ceiling is. Okay. But he's only started 1 year in the NFL. So, of course, he's got more to prove about where his ceiling is. I'm optimistic that he has more ceiling to go. And this is why. Because you look at this photo of him throwing this week, and it's a reminder he's never done this. This thing he's doing right now, he's never done it before. He's never done full off season, coming off of a full season, going into another season. And I know that stuff we've talked about before, that's not new. But when I saw this picture, I just thought back to where he was last year. and how much different this year must feel for him. He started basically half as many games as Tua, slightly more than Tua's number. Okay, Tua has started 52 total games, and Brock is, I think, at 27. Brock is at 28 career starts. A guy I think of today looking at this is Tony Romo. You know, Tony was 27 years old by the time he became the full-time starter of the Dallas Cowboys. Brock did it at 23. Tony would go on as an undrafted guy to make three Pro Bowls in 4 years and get a huge contract, become the highest paid quarterback in the NFL for a period of time. And so it's tough to compare like second year as starters with Brock, because there's so many different situations out there. Second year as a starter for Tony was an incredible year. He threw 36 touchdowns. Second year as a starter for Tua as the full-time starter. It's tough because he got hurt. So you're like, well, was it year two when he started 12? Was it year three when he started 13? Was it year four when he started 14? But, you know, his third year in the league for Tua was 2 years ago, and he led the league in touchdown percentage that year. You know, Goff, his third year, was also his second year as a starter. Year three for him was year two, was like the full-time guy. And that was his first year with McVay, or his second year with McVay. It was incredible. You know, is Goff a reference point for Brock? It feels like he shouldn't be, because it was so rough for him to start, which was different. And he changed coaches, so that's an unfair comparison from the Goff perspective. You know, but year three for Goff was his second year as a full-time starter, his second year with McVay, and he was 32 touchdowns, 12 picks. He was 65%. I mean, it was a really big year for him. Dak's a weird comp because Dak was 13-3, 23 touchdowns, 4 interceptions as a rookie, right? He was sixth in the MVP voting as a rookie. He was the rookie of the year, offensive rookie of the year. He was a Pro Bowler. So that's a weird comp. But in his third year, he did throw for 3,800 yards, which was a career high. So he took a big jump that year. Year three was a massive jump for Josh Allen. That was also somewhat similar. Third year in the league, second year as a starter, as the full starter. But he started 11 games as a rookie. That's twice as many as Brock did. So it's not an exact comparison. But year three was a tremendous jump for Josh Allen. He increased his yardage by 1,500 yards, basically. He threw 17 more touchdowns. He only threw 20 as a second-year guy. He threw 37 in his third year. So, you know, is Brock going to go from 31 to 48 this year? No. But could he go from 31 to 37? Definitely. Is he going to go 31 to 35 and instead of 11 picks, throw 9? Maybe. I mean, that's, you know, if you tell me he's 35-9, you go, well, at 31-11, he was an MVP candidate. At 35-9, he's definitely an MVP candidate, right? So, you know, Herbert's tough. I mean, Herbert started right away, and Herbert threw 31 touchdowns right away. Herbert has not found any organizational stability, consistency yet. And still he's had some really, really excellent years. He was a top 10 MVP guy. He's been a Pro Bowler, an offensive rookie of the year. So those, you know, it's really hard to nail down exact type of situations. But with Brock, I just think that's part of it. Is like, yes, it's year three. It's year two as the full-time starter. And it's his first offseason as being the full-time starter throughout. So it's full camp. It's everything. It's full everything. It's full go. It's finally full ownership of being able to be full go. This time last year, it was very clear that it was Brock's team. But if you were Sam Darnold or Trey Lance, you certainly saw the opening for, if I'm good and I beat out the other guy, right? Trey and Sam, that was the only competition that existed last year. If I'm good, I beat out the other guy. And this quarterback, Brock Purdy's not ready to go yet. I could be the starting quarterback. That's where things were right now, right? If you were Trey Lance, that's how you were thinking. If you were Sam Darnold, that's how you were thinking. Different now. Very different now. Photo had a good look at the scar too. Big leaguer. Notice he's throwing 49er footballs. He's out in Florida, but he's got the 49er ball. You can see the this little, I don't know if you can see on YouTube, but every ball is numbered. And you can see here it's got a little patch on it. It's really painted. It's painted on the leather. And there's the 49er logo is there, and then there's a number on it. It's a three-digit number there. Every ball is numbered. The balls they practice with, the balls they play with, have a three-digit number on it. So, you know, somebody catches their first career touchdown, you write down the number. But I don't know. I'd be curious, does Brock have to check these balls out? Are these old balls? These may be old, like balls from last season that are broken in that are not going to come back. And, you know, Brock just gets to keep these. But, yeah, there's the three-digit code painted on that. On that number. Here's a comment from Dale. He says 46 starts in college plus 27 in the NFL. So 73 total starts for Brock under his belt, NFL and college. It's really hard to get 73 starts. I saw the other day, somebody added up Chase Daniels. Brock has 27 career starts. Chase Daniel had five career starts from 2010 to 2022. Five career starts. Did Chase Daniel go undrafted? No, I thought he got drafted, but it's not popping up here. 14 years in the league. Yeah, he was undrafted. I'm a big fan of that career right there. ButcherBox.com/ham. And another special deal, free for a year. You get salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for a year, plus an additional $20 off right now at butcherbox.com/ham. Been telling you about it for years. Been eating it for years on a regular basis. Easily find high-quality meat and seafood. You can trust 100% grass-fed beef, free-range organic chicken, pork raised crate-free and wild-caught seafood. Always be prepared with meat in the freezer when you get butcherbox.com/ham delivered right to your doorstep with free shipping. ButcherBox is offering you free for a year plus an additional $20 off either salmon, chicken breast, or steak tips in every order for free. Sign up today at butcherbox.com/ham and use the code ham to choose your free offer for a year plus get $20 off your first order. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app because it's the easiest and most exciting way to get in on the action. While you watch your favorite players in sports, you just pick more or less on two or more player stats, and then the fun is on. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball to hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. It's really simple to play. You make your picks, submit an entry in less than 60 seconds. I'll do it at halftime of a basketball game. And I also have some season-long more or less picks on MLB homers. You may remember I've got less on Ohtani homers this year. We'll see. And at halftime of your next NBA blowout game, just jump on and go, Steph Curry more than 11 points in the second half. It'll change the game for you. Download the Prize Picks app and use the code HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's HAM50 for a first deposit match of up to $100. Prize Picks, pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
What's up, everybody? It's your old friend, John Middlecoff. I'm here to tell you about our friends at Game Time. Here's what I need you to do. Go to your smartphone, download a little app called Game Time. Baseball season's in full swing. Oracle Park. Been there a million times. Never doesn't live up to the hype. Go get yourself some garlic fries, a brewski, maybe some ice cream. They have very good Ghirardelli ice cream there. And when you do that, promo code HAM. So download the Game Time app, your first pair of tickets, promo code Ham, H-A-M, save $20. The A's, only going to be in the Bay Area for the rest of this season. You probably can basically go for free. Just buy a pair of tickets to any baseball game. They also have comedy shows if you want to check one of those out, or concerts. Game Time app, promo code HAM, save yourself $20. We don't even need a thank you. Just hammer that promo code.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thomas says, if Tua gets 50, Brock will ask for more and will be in QB purgatory. Yeah, of course he'll ask. His agent will definitely ask for more. There's no question about it. Do you get it? Again, we could debate where the leverage lies. I did that a lot in the conversation yesterday, so I don't want to. I mean, we'll have plenty of time to talk about it. I'm not going to relitigate it today, but yeah, I mean, that's no doubt where his agent will begin at a very high number. Elijah, I-L-I-J-A, Matnovich, I think, hopefully, from deep. Ooh, voice is coming back. The guys did call him Baby Bosa because of his calves right off the bat. Yep. He's built, man. That Anna Fry can sure sling it. That's his lookalike. Did you see the John Deere ad? I watched his John Deere ad and the spot that he did with McAfee the other day. Carlos, if the cap goes up like it did this year, Brock is getting $50 million plus. You know, that might be right. I just can't wait to see what he does this year. If he does last year again, you know, or something like it. The draft is less than a week away. And a week from today, the Niners will have either just drafted last night or traded back. It's really important. It's critically important. Nick Wagoner, who was on the show a couple days ago, if you missed it, Nick was awesome. Like, it's the first time Nick's been on the show. I've talked to him over the years going out to Levi Stadium. Nick's got great insight, great takes. If you didn't listen to it, I think you'd really enjoy it. Plus, you can listen and not hear this voice. But he wrote a big piece about how critical this offseason is. Not this offseason, this draft is for the 49ers, and it is. I mean, they have had minimal impact so far from their last two drafts. And, you know, every quarterback needs a good team, but it does all center around this guy, right? A good draft can become a better draft if your quarterback is great. A solid draft is acceptable with a great quarterback. If he elevates players around him, if he helps overcome. I think it was somebody made a comment. Maybe it was, I was reading Lombardi in The Athletic wrote a piece going through Dane Brugler's mock draft for the Niners. So maybe it was that, or maybe I was reading some comments, but there's just conversation going on in which the discussion is that the Niners maybe view their offensive line is better than the outside world. And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I think that could be the case, right? I think it's good perspective. I think it's a good thing to remember. Brugler gave the Niners a D lineman in his draft, in his mock draft. So, you know, I do think if you're the Niners, you come away going, if this guy's just a little better, because he should be just a little bit better and maybe a little bit quicker and maybe just makes a few better decisions than he made last year, then why isn't this offensive line good enough? You know, I think they need to improve their offensive line, but I don't think that's an ill. I can see that logic. I can see that logic. And so much of this year and next year and what happens with Ayuk, what happens post-Debo, post-Kittle, post-Juszczyk, post-Jennings, post-McCaffrey, or maybe there is no post-McCaffrey. Maybe you go straight from Christian to Luke. So much of what that Super Bowl window looks like is being built right now by Brock Purdy. Astro says linebacker's a sneaky requirement with the Greenlaw situation. So much of the 49ers winning in the Harbaugh and the Shanahan era, for all the credit Kyle gets, rightfully so, for his offenses, is based on the defense. You know, and I listened to Mike Dunleavy, the 49ers general manager, talk yesterday, the Warriors. And they asked him, like, what are the three areas you need to improve? And he's like, we need to get better shooting around our stars. We need better size at all positions, not just at center. And we need to play better defense. Dunleavy said, when the Warriors were championship teams, it was as much as everyone focused on the offense, and we had moments of offensive greatness, it was about elite defense. And I think the same could be said for the 49ers. You know, for as much as Kyle gets rightful credit for the offense, he's had two defensive coordinators become head coaches and one get let go. And now they're into the Nick Sorensen era with a little assist from Brandon Staley. But I agree with this comment here from Astro. Linebacker is, I wouldn't say it's sneaky. In defensive line, they've been very disruptive on their defensive lines for many of their Super Bowl runs. Last year, you'd argue, they had to kind of piece it together and they still were in the championship game. So, you could argue prioritize defensive tackle, prioritize linebacker, prioritize cornerback over offensive line. That you go, hey guys, didn't we just watch it? That's a championship offensive line. Maybe not a high-end championship offensive line, but with that offensive line and enough ways to keep a defense off balance, right? Play action, misdirection, Debo, Jennings, Ayuk, McCaffrey, twice a game juice, and Kittle, and Shanahan's brain, that we can get by with this offensive line. What Kyle and Brock and Debo and Kittle can't help you with is Dre Greenlaw's Achilles. And you need another linebacker. You need another defensive tackle. You need another pass rusher. You need another corner. Like, there's a lot of logic. If somebody who's been saying goal line in the draft, there's a lot of logic there to that line of thinking. And I think if you just take a step back and go, okay, how do we win a championship? Yeah, beat Mahomes, beat Herbert, beat Burrow, beat who? I mean, people laugh when I say Herbert. Harbaugh's getting to the Super Bowl or very close to the Super Bowl very soon, like in the next 3 years, maybe the next 2 years. The Chargers are going to be in the AFC Championship game. That's what his history tells us. But how do you – defense, safety. I mean, sure, definitely. If I said to you, the Niners draft 10 defensive players in this draft, you go, that's kind of crazy. But you raise the odds that, like, two of those guys are going to contribute right away. If you said they draft 10 guys, I'd have to say two of them have to be able to play right away. I'd feel pretty good about things. Beat Chris Jones? Yeah, beat Mahomes. Chris Jones has wrecked your last two chances at the big game. Patrick Mahomes has wrecked your last two chances at the big game. The Niners need to construct their team to beat Mahomes and Reed. That's the only thing that matters. I mean, yeah, versions of those guys. Yes, versions of those guys, which I think it's a lot of the same stuff, you know. Yeah, or beating Lamar. Like, I think it's a lot of the same stuff. I think those of you that watched the team last year know that at times the defense felt better statistically than maybe it looked, you know, at times. So, all right. That's that. That's that for this. That's a quick little Friday morning that maybe all the voice can take for today. Oh, you know what? Let me answer this because it's, I know some of you guys are probably sick of it. I don't want to make it a thing. I don't want you to have to listen to this voice as any more than you don't want to listen to this voice. Jesse asked, is this what your voice is going to sound like from now on? Crazy. Why'd you get that shit done? No, this is not what my voice is going to sound like from now on. It's getting better by the day. I'm going through vocal exercises, doing things like this. Boot, Dewey Lou, working on voice placement. See that right there? I just reset. I'm not being funny. Right there for a split second, I was able to reset my voice placement and it sounded better. Did you notice? Ooh, boot, Dewey Lou. You see how it sounds better for a little better than it did 3 seconds ago? I just moved my voice placement to the place it's supposed to be. And so that's going to help it recover and help me when I am 100% prevent anything from happening again. Now it's my voice is sinking back down. I got to replace it. So I do some exercises to help do that. But I got vocal cord surgery because a big part of the work I do is I call games. And I had a bump on my vocal folds through vocal cords, open and close. Had a bump, and the bump sometimes would prevent my vocal folds from closing correctly, not making a good seal. When you don't make a good seal, air gets through. And when air gets through, your voice kind of goes out for a split second. It short circuits. And so I couldn't use my voice and project my voice when I would call like football and basketball games the way that I need to. And it would cause my voice to get a little tired. This has been going on since last July. So if you've been watching or listening since last July through surgery that I got about four weeks ago, you wouldn't have noticed. You wouldn't have noticed probably. You know, they thought the recovery would be 3-4 days. That's what they told me. Obviously, it's been 4 weeks. So I could, at times I'm frustrated with that, but the fact is it is improving pretty rapidly. We're just coming from a really bad, you know, it was just bad. So part of the reason I think that the recovery has taken longer is because it took a long, I had to be intubated, right? I was given anesthesia. And so it took a long time to intubate me. It took them about, the procedure was about 20 minutes. The intubation took about 20 minutes. It turns out I'm hard to intubate just based on the way my jaw and throat is constructed. Like some, we all have different, right, internal construction. And so it took them a while. They had to get a different tube. And I think it caused a little more swelling than it normally would have. But again, here, let me reset it. Doop. And there, I placed it in a little bit of a better spot. Anybody, you should do this just if your voice is ever getting tired. Helps make sure your vocal cords are flapping and syncing correctly. Anyway, all right. You know, I can give you more details and all that stuff another time. I try not to spend too much time talking about it every show because this is not the Guy Haberman voice channel. But unfortunately, it's unavoidable right now. You know, best thing I want is just to be able to get back to content. So, all right, we'll see how things go. We'll see if in a week The plan right now, draft stuff next Thursday, you know, and through the weekend, that plan could be adjusted a little bit on Friday, Saturday, Sunday based on potential travel. Right now, I'm scheduled to call the Colorado spring game, Coach Prime, a week from tomorrow. But we got to make a decision here in the next 24 hours if I'm going to do it or not, if I can do a good job. So if I'm not doing the Colorado spring game, then I'll be here all day long on YouTube for 3 days, basically. If I am, we're still going to do content, but we'll have to manipulate, go through the schedules. All right. On that note, I'm out. Have a good weekend. Talk to y'all soon. Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.